Macmillan Audio presents The Nocturnal Brain by Guy Leschziner. Read for you by Guy Leschziner.
Introduction. We think of sleep as a tranquil act, when our minds are stilled and our brains are quiet. The act of sleeping is a passive one and is associated with a blissful unconsciousness and the delight of waking refreshed. The only awareness we might have of something happening in the night are the fragments of a dream. That is, at least for most of us. But for many of the patients in my sleep clinic, their nights are anything but this. Rather, a night in the sleep laboratory, where I admit my patients to study their nocturnal behaviour, is punctuated by shouts, jerks, snores, twitches, or even more dramatic goings-on, and the torture of poor or even no sleep at all. The normal expectation of waking up feeling ready for the day ahead is rarely found among my patients, or indeed their partners. Their nights are tormented by a range of conditions, such as terrifying nocturnal hallucinations, sleep paralysis, acting out of their dreams, or debilitating insomnia. The array of activities in sleep reflects the spectrum of human behaviour in our waking lives. Sometimes these medical problems have a biological explanation, at other times a psychological one, and the focus of the clinical work that I and my colleagues do is to unravel the causes for their sleep disorders.